Okay, Madam Chair, ready to go.
Good
Thank
evening.
you, George.
Good evening, everyone. The Piscataway Township Planning Board will please come to order. Adequate notice of the meeting, this meeting has been provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Ms. Corcoran.
Here.
Ms. Saunders.
Here.
Welcome back.
Thank
Reverend
you.
Kenny.
Here.
Mr. Atkins.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Ahmed. And Madam Chair.
Here. Can we have the open public meeting notice, please?
Yes, Madam Chair, this meeting is being conducted in conformity with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines on virtual meetings, and it's appropriate for us to go forward in this fashion.
Could we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance? You can see the flag over my right shoulder in unison. I pledge allegiance
The
to the
flag
flag of the
of the
United
United
States
States of
of America
America
and to the
for
Republic
the
for which it stands,
Republic.
one
One
nation
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
for
liberty
liberty and
and
justice for all.
all. We are going to take a moment of silence to honor the fallen people from 9/11, their families, and all the first responders. Thank you. We don't have any professionals to be sworn in to this evening.
Mr. Clarkin will be
Okay,
testifying.
we do have a
Yep.
professional. Mr.
Mr. Clark,
Clarkin?
can you please
Yes.
raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give you the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Are there any changes to our agenda tonight, Mr. Barlow?
Yes, Madam Chair, there are a number.
Okay.
Matter number 13, Clausen RP Urban Renewal LLC, which is 24 PB 13, has been postponed until the October 9th meeting. The applicant will renotice for that matter. Number 14, which is Dini Communications Incorporated, 24 PB 02 slash 12V, is going to be carried until the November 13th meeting. There will be no further notice for that matter. If anyone is on for that hearing, you will not get a new notice. It will be heard on November 13th. Next, number 15 on the agenda, 24 PB 08 slash 09, LRN Properties LLC. That has been postponed on also until the November 13th, 2024 meeting. And again, no further notice will be coming. If you're here for that matter, it'll be heard on November 13th.
That was number
Those
15.
are all the changes to the agenda I'm aware of, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank
Nothing
you.
left.
What?
Okay, can I get a motion for the duly audited bills to be paid?
Duane Corcoran,
Motion.
so moved.
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Ms. Saunders.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item 8, adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on August 14.
Madam Chairman, Carol Saunders, I'd like to memorialize application 24PB15 for River Road Estates LLC final major subdivision.
Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 21PB31, M&M Hose Lane Phase 2 LLC for General Development Plan.
There a second?
Dwayne Corcoran.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 24PB-04, AGI deviation, block 3502, lots 1.3, zone redevelopment.
Do I have a second?
And Foster?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize application 24PB-05, AGI deviation, blocks 3502, lot 6.2, zone redevelopment.
Do I have a second?
Dwayne Corcoran, second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to memorialize application 24PB-06, AGI deviations, block 3502, lot 6.6, zone redevelopment.
Do I have a second?
Dwayne Corcoran.
I'll second it.
Oh. Roll call.
Ms. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number, have another, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, I was gonna make the resolution to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of August 14th, 2004.
It's fine, do I get a second?
Second it, Mike Foster.
Thank you, roll call please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, discussion, 1 year extension of time for a minor subdivision on application 22PB06-07V.
Madam Chair, on behalf of the applicant, Mr. Arch had forwarded a letter. This is a minor subdivision that this board approved in May of 2023. Unfortunately, they're running into some issues with regards to the NJDEP. They're confident they will have those issues resolved and have asked for an extension through November 16th of 2024. So while it's asking for a one-year extension, what we're really doing is extending it two more months from today, kind of backdating into the extension. So if the board has no objection, as I said, he set forth the requisite reasons with regards to the DEP permitting and is essentially asking for an extension until November 16th of 2024.
Does anyone on the board have any problems with an two-month extension? Hearing no objections, I think we can extend it. Do we have to open it to the public?
We don't need to open it to the public, but we would need a motion just to extend the, give a second, and then you could do it by just an all in favor. And then we have a resolution that's been prepared also.
Okay, can I get a motion, please?
And I apologize, because there's a resolution, you should do a roll call. My bad.
Okay. Can I get a motion to extend the time?
Madam Chair, I'll make that motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Do I get a second?
Second, Dwayne Corcoran.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
And I believe, Ms. Saunders, you have a resolution with regards to the same or?
Okay. I'd like to memorialize the application 22PB. /0607B for an extension of time.
Do I get a second?
Second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 11, 3 month extension of time for minor subdivision on application PB 40/41V.
Similar situation, Madam Chair. This is a matter where Ms. Kevin Morse represented the applicant and was granted a two-lot minor subdivision. He's requested a three-month extension to December 14th, 2024. He forwarded a letter on September 9th. It took DEP almost 14 months to get them a permit that they needed issued. And as a result of that permit, they have to go back before Middlesex County to get a TWA permit. So he's requested an extension until December 14th, 2024, Madam Chair.
If there's no objection, I would like to get a motion from a member to extend this until the requested time.
Motion, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. A second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you.
Roll Sorry, call.
Pal. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Chair, this matter came in so late. We will handle the resolution at the October meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Item number 12, amended redevelopment plan for block 3702, lots 1002 and 2 and 10, 2.10, Normandy Drive. Discussion. Good evening,
members. Yes, thank you. Good evening, members of the board.
Good evening.
I will be presenting this to you tonight. So 10 Normandy Drive, this is the amended redevelopment plan. I think it's originally presented this plan probably almost 2 years ago, but if you recall last month, I presented the area in need of redevelopment study for 2 Hancock, which is mm-hmm. the neighboring property to 10 Normandy Drive. So mm-hmm. really all this amended redevelopment plan is doing is including that property. So what I'll do is just for quick context, I'll go to the map at the bottom. This large parcel here is block 3702, lot 1.02. And this smaller corner lot at the intersection of 10 Normandy of Normandy and Hancock is 2 Hancock. So now the redevelopment study area includes this parcel as well as the larger parcel. Nothing is really changing in terms of the development of the site. It's going to remain pretty much the same. But let me go through the quick changes real fast. So if you jump to page 5, all that's really changing is I'm adding lot 2 to the redevelopment area. So it's adding like 0.3 acres. So instead of 35, you're at like almost 35 and a half. In terms of the bulk standards and the permitted uses, nothing is changing. So we're still doing warehouse, receiving, shipping, and distribution of products and materials, light manufacturing and assembly, your typical accessory uses for such a use. All these bulk standards are staying the same. So really, what is changing is on page 6. So when I testified during the area in need of redevelopment study, I touched on stormwater and better site access and site triangles for the reason for inclusion. And that's what these three bullet points are really getting at. So I'll just read them out loud for the record. With the addition of 2 Hancock Road, block 3702, lot 2, to the redevelopment area, the structure and improvements on that property will be demolished. So that 2.5-story two-family home will be demolished. Everything on site will be demolished. And that will allow for the northeast retaining wall to be removed and natural grading to be utilized so stormwater can naturally flow and drain onto that lot instead of potentially impacting a homeowner. And then further, adding lot 2 allows the Normandy Drive right-of-way to be widened to 60 feet all the way up to the intersection with Hancock Road. So this will improve site triangles and site access to the redevelopment area. Just for a quick visual with the actual site plan so you can kind of see it. So this corner property is 2 Hancock. So they'll demolish everything here. They do need to update this before they go before you, but they will remove this to retaining wall, so you'll have a more naturally sloped and grassy area for drainage and possibly more area for a vegetative buffer. And then also this widening of the roadway will extend. Instead of it cutting in, it will just go all the way to the intersection. And that is really it. Sidewalks on Hancock and Normandy will be included, I believe. And I think that concludes my testimony. It's a short and sweet one.
Okay. Members of the board, do you have any questions of Mr. I've forgotten his name that quick. Mr. Clarkin. I'm sorry, Mr. Clarkin, at this time regarding his study of this property. Hearing no questions, can we open it to the public? Any members of the public who may have any questions regarding his testimony on this property? Is it open? Nope.
You open it, Madam Chair. I just see if anybody raises their hand.
Okay. Members of the public, do you have any questions regarding the testimony of Mr. Clarkin regarding 10 Normandy Drive?
No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. If there's no questions of this witness, can I get a motion regarding whether or not this property is ready for redevelopment? Mm-hmm. Can I get a motion?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion.
Second,
Carol
please.
Saunders, second.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Do we have a resolution?
Yes, we do. Tom, you're muted.
Sorry. Yes, Madam Chair. I prepared a resolution advising the Township Council that the Planning Board was in favor of amending the redevelopment plan as testified to by Ms. Clarkin. And I will turn it over to Ms. Saunders.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay.
Keeping her busy.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to memorialize the resolution for 10 Normandy Drive for the amended redevelopment plan, blocks 3702, lots 1.02 and 2.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Clarkin.
Thank you.
Is LRN, is item number 15 still on for tonight? Nope, it's gone.
No, Madam Chair, that's been carried till November 13th. We are done.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
quick reminder, those residents out there, we have National Night Out on the 17th next week.
So yes.
Encouraging residents to come out.
17th,
spend some
yes.
Time with the men and women in blue and first responders in town.
Absolutely. Okay, until then, everyone have a good weekend. Hope the weather continues and hope that night is just as nice as is tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.